The mother city sitting at the foot of Table Mountain has shown a great recovery in tourism this year following the COVID-19 pandemic of 3 years ago. For the first time, luxury cruise liners were allowed back in our ports. Premier Alan Windey was on hand middle October to welcome the Hanseatic Spirit, the first vessel to dock here after a long pandemic-induced absence.
So it really is amazing to be here in the waterfront on a beautiful day, welcoming the first ship of the cruise season. We are going to be welcoming hundreds of thousands of visitors now this season from cruise ships.
The province's official tourism, trade and investment promotion agency, Westgro, says over the next few months, almost 200,000 people will hopefully disembark here for a few hours or a few days and spend some of their international currency. A spokesperson for Westgro, Monica Ewell.
A total of 75 ship visits made up of 26 cruise ships carrying more than 195,000 arriving visitors are expected to dock at the Port of Cape Town's cruise terminal this season.
Westgro added its Air Access initiative in partnership with various stakeholders and role players and aimed at luring more international airlines to our shores is also reaping success. Several overseas airlines are now flying directly into Cape Town, with the most recent flights straight from Washington, D.C. and Orlando in Florida. Meanwhile, the Maker member for Economic Growth, James Force, says the city is getting ready for a bumper tourist season.
We are now landing more aeroplanes per day than even before COVID-19. Between now and March 2023, we have 1.68 million two-way seats available and will land 191 international flights per week.
When it comes to awards, the city has managed to bag quite a few. For the fourth year in a row, Table Mountain won Africa's leading tourist attraction. It was nominated alongside Egypt's Pyramids of Giza, the V&A Waterfront, Robben Island, Lake Malawi and Mount Kilimanjaro. The Cableway's managing director, Wahida Parker.
We are surrounded on three sides by water. We're not an island, but the beauty and the vantage points from the top of Table Mountain is absolutely incredible. We're also one of the only new seven wonders of the world that's situated right in the middle of a city.
Also at the World Travel Awards, Cape Town International Airport was again named Africa's leading airport, this time for a second year in a row. On the entertainment front, the city's festive lights switch-on event themed City of Hope made a post-pandemic comeback. 80,000 residents descended on the CBD to laugh and sing and dance and watch the laser show on the old City Hall building. And then,
when you come to Cape Town, the city by the seaside.
The Kaapse Klopse and Malay Choir Festival also returned after the enforced COVID absence. The Tweede Nuwejaar Street Parade is a holiday season highlight. More than 13,000 minstrels in silk outfits march through the streets, twirling colourful umbrellas and playing an array of musical instruments.
Welcome to Cape Town. Let's see you smiling. Put on your dancing shoes. Cape Town welcomes you.
For Smile FM News, I'm Marintia van der Vent.